Jason Aldean. What up, Pimp Daddy?
What's up, man? How are you guys doing?
Doing awesome.
Guys are so weird. Like, why do I say Pimp Daddy? Like, I haven't said Pimp Daddy.
Because that's what you do is you're like, I say homie all the time. It's like something you say to your boys.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I feel like I know y'all well enough. You can
make our voice go up into a falsetto and say Pimp Daddy.
Yeah, of course.
What up, Pimp Daddy? What up, baby?
What's like your go-to greeting for your buds?
I use homie a lot.
You ever use dog? I use dog when when it's somebody I'm trying to be dumb with. I go, hey, dog.
Yeah, I'll do that. Like being, you know, not trying to be cool at all. Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure I use that.
Dog. Well, I don't think I've ever used dog.
I use dude a lot. That's what's up, dude? Like,
do you use that a lot when you can't remember like people's names?
Oh yeah.
Or bud. Bud's a good one.
I don't like Bud because Bud really is saying, I don't know your name, so I'm going to call you Bud. Hey, Bud.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dude, you can kind of get away with it because it's like what white people say.
But that's the thing. Like, I say that to my friends, too. So it's like.
Yeah, but you don't say Bud.
Like, you say Bud to your friends?
No, I don't say Bud.
No, you say, that is my Bud. You can say, that's my Bud John. That's my Bud whoever. That's my Bud Jason. Dude. But you can't say, hey, Bud. Because then it's like, hey, guy, I don't remember your name.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. Unless the guy's name is Bud. And then it's like, damn, that's cool. You remember my name.
You get lucky.
Hey, I was telling the other day we were talking on the air about the nod. My wife, I was trying to explain to my wife the nod that men have. Like if I was if you were to walk into a studio or you see at the grocery store or something, and you see an older man and you make eye contact with him, what do you do? That's right. You nod down. You nod down. You do not nod up.
Right.
That is disrespectful.
That's what you do when you see your friends.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Nod up is for your homies.
You nod up. You
dudes,
go, dude.
Your buds.
That's right.
Or you're like, what'd you say? Like, you could do that. Like, if you think somebody's looking at you weird. Or.
Mm-hmm.
But the nod down is the respectful nod. Like, hey, sir.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. Kind of absolutely.
But what happened was I forget it was somewhere. And a lady came up. We were making eye contact. And she nodded to me. She nodded up, and I was like, it threw me. I didn't know what to do with that.
You thought it was disrespectful.
I just, I was just like, oh, I'm really confused. I don't know what to
do. Do I know her?
Hey, I went, hey, bud. Jason Aldean joining us. Always good to have Jason in. The new album, Old Boots, New Dirt, coming out October 7th. So we'll look forward to that. We know that you're a huge baseball guy. You know, we are too. We're big baseball guys. We wanted to play a game with you if you're up for it. Not a baseball game.
Notice he's not saying anything.
Well, I mean, because I really probably don't have a choice in the matter.
No.
You guys have already decided we're playing this game.
He's got a good point.
I'm a team player. Let's go.
All right. The movie Field of Dreams.
Right.
Greatest movie ever made, right?
One of my favorite movies of all time, yeah.
We want to play the man game.
Okay.
The way this is we test how much of a man you are. By playing you a scene from the movie. This isn't just any scene. This is the scene.
Right.
This is the scene when his father comes and they play catch. You know the scene well.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to watch closely and see if we have any kind of emotional. How are we testing this, by the way?
I don't know. Let's just see what happens. Let's just watch his face very
carefully.
If you
build it, he will come.
This is the dumbest radio
really
we've ever done.
I mean, the scene's long.
Here's the scene.
It's my father.
It's my father.
Oh, my God.
Here his dad comes out.
Ease his pain.
Ease his pain.
Is he tearing up yet? I can't tell.
Hang on.
He put his sunglasses on.
Alright. So that little experiment was a failed experiment. Well, you're a dude.
It might would have worked had I not seen this movie 100 times. So.
And you have a bunch of guys staring at your face.
With a camera over here.
Like freaks.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. That movie never makes me cry. It like the first time it got me, and it got me twice. It got me when Doc stepped off the field to help the little kid,
right.
And then it got me whenever they were throwing the ball, and that was it.
Want to have a catch, Dad?
Oh, that gets,
but it's been a long time since I actually teared up at that movie.
Oh, this kills me. me.
That's a good one. For anybody that hadn't seen it, that's... I remember going to see that movie in the theater when I was like, I don't know, 11, 12, somewhere around in there. And my mom just came home one day and she's like, we're going to the movies tonight. I'm going to take you to see something. Because obviously she knew I was a huge baseball fan. And she just took me to go see it. And I was hooked after that. So I've watched it probably 100 times since.
I've always said I wanted to go actually play baseball on the field. Because, you know, you can do that.
I went there about 3 years ago. And we went up there and just, you know, you can drive up now. It's actually, when we went there, that whole property was for sale. And, but we went out on the field, and it's funny, you go out on the field and it has, you know, the field's not flat. You get out into the outfield and there's like these big humps in the outfield and stuff. But it looks just like it did, you know, like it does in the movie. They still got it. You can go out there and have picnics and people go out there and run the bases, and it's a pretty cool deal. So
did you disappear into the corn?
We went out there and did that whole thing too, of course.
That's cool.
That would be a cool picture, man. To like be, you know, standing out there and then you're in front of the corn and then all of a sudden you're gone. You know, like you walk through the corn. I'm really into this more than I should be.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jason Aldean is, we're going to go play baseball together. We're going to film it and we're going to time you on your 40 and it's going to be fun. You up for that?
Awesome.
All right, great.
I knew it was going to be an eventful day when I saw you guys on the schedule today.
Jason Aldean is with us. By the way, we're talking to Michael Knox the other day. He joined us on one of our podcasts and talking about you and how long he's your producer. And you guys have been doing 15 years? 15?
Yeah, long time. Michael was actually the guy that discovered me playing in a club in Atlanta back in 1998, 97, 98, somewhere around in there, and signed me to a publishing deal writing songs, which was how I initially got to Nashville. And he and I have been working together ever since.
How's that happened? Does he walk up and just says, hey, I'm Michael. I think you're really talented. And
here's my card.
Here's my card. Is it just like the movies?
He gave me his card and just said, hey, man, I like what you're doing. You know, I'd like to come down and watch you play some more shows or whatever. He's like, just give me a call Monday. So I called him. You know, it just kind of went from there. He came back down Georgia and Florida, watched me play a couple more shows.
Did you think that he was the guy that was going to make your career?
No, but at the time, I mean, I think you don't really ever know who that person's going to be. You know, I think for me, I was
Had you met other people?
I'd met other people, but it was stuff that had never really panned out. You know, in this business, you always have people that talk a big game, but, you know.
How can you tell? Can you tell who the shysters are?
You can't. I mean, I think over the course of time, you sort of figure it out. But, you know, you kind of want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt because you don't know. And, you know, Michael came up. He was just like, man, look, this is what I do. You know, I want to get you to Nashville, get in the studio, let's cut some stuff and try to get you a deal. And, you know, have you write songs in the meantime and that was sort of my way to get my foot in the door in Nashville. So that
and
was,
we're going to be best friends.
Well, it ended up he's Michael's turned out to be like my big brother, you know. So it's been my early years in Nashville, you know, kind of struggling to break through in the business. You know, there was a lot of people at times that were sort of on the train that jumped off at different times and when it wasn't going so good. And Michael was the one guy that kind of stayed on and saw it through and still, you know, he's sort of, that's why he's still around. And he and I are still, you know, doing these albums and he'll be doing, you know, he'll produce every album I ever do as far as I'm concerned.
He came to you with Red Dirt Road, obviously.
No, that's a Brooks and Dunn song.
Dirt Road Anthem. I'm sorry, dude.
Hey, when you did the dance.
Well, yes, that was my favorite.
Yes, it's life-changing.
But I mean, he came to you with Dirt Road Anthem, and it was a rap song, and we talked to you about this way back when, and you were like a little unsure of doing it and all that, and you trusted him. Then he came to you with Burning It Down and said, hey, we're going to do this Burning It Down song, but we're going to put this drum beat in there and kind of do it a little different than you'd ever done it before.
The thing with me and Michael a lot of times is we sort of push each other. I mean, he's the guy that, you know, if he puts a drum loop or something on it or stacks a vocal and there's some weird effect, he likes to make it kind of subtle and where you hear it, but it's not like in your face. And I'm the one that wants to crank it up to 10 and go, yeah, check it out. This is what we did. And it like kind of punches you right in the head. So, so he and I kind of, in a lot of ways, we sort of push each other when we get in the studio.
There's a lot of trust there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why it works. I mean, he, you know, respects my opinions on things, and I trust him and respect his opinion on things, too. And
y'all ever done that trust fall where, like, you close your eyes and fall back?
I don't trust him that much.
Catch me.
Would you do that right now? Do you trust us?
No, not that much. Concrete floor, man.
How did Jason Aldean end up in a coma? Well, we did this trust thing right on the air, and he hit his head.
I don't even like doing that if I know I'm gonna fall on like a bed.
I don't get people who know. I don't.
I mean, what does it accomplish? I don't get.
What's
it?
What does it accomplish? Nothing. I trust you because I'm gonna fall. It's stupid.
You're gonna catch me.
Mm-hmm. It's dumb. hey, would you come back in for the when the album comes out?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
The album "Old Boots, New Dirt" coming out in October 7th. And by the way,
is it ready for pre-order and all that now?
Yeah, you can go on iTunes actually, and if you pre-order the album now on iTunes, we have a thing that's called Instant Grat Tracks, which if you go and download, you know, pre-order the whole album. Each week, right now, you can go get three of the songs on the album, and next week they'll release another song. So you'll sort of slowly
get the whole
album. Yeah, they kind of give you a teaser song every week leading up to the album, and then the album comes out, you download the rest of it. But okay. You know, that's if you go and pre-order the whole thing. So
okay, well, I'll do that now. You get links there at bigdandbubba.com. Good to see you again. We'll see you soon. All right,
thanks guys, I appreciate it, man.